Happy Rizvan, everyone. The festival of Rizvan is come, and the splendor of the light of God is shining from the invisible horizon of his mercy. The overflowing grace of the Lord of Oneness is pouring down copiously from the unseen world, and the glad tidings of the kingdom are coming in from all countries. The resplendent morn that betokens the advancement of the cause of God and heralds the exaltation of his word is dawning in every region. Praise be to God, that the fame of the ancient beauty, may my life be offered up for his loved ones, has been voiced abroad in the world, and the glory of his cause is spread far and wide throughout the East and the West. These joyous developments will indeed gladden the hearts of his loved ones. From Bahia Khanum.
Thou didst wish to celebrate the day of Rizvan with a feast, and to have those present on that day engage in reciting tablets with delight and joy. And thou didst request me to send thee a letter to be read on that day. My letter is this. O ye beloved, and ye handmaidens of the merciful, this is the day when the day star of truth rose over the horizon of life, and its glories spread, and its brightness shone out with such power that it clove the dense and high-piled clouds, mounted the sky of the world of its splendor. Hence do ye witness a new stirring throughout all created things. See how in this day the scope of sciences and art hath widened out, and what wondrous techniques advance have been made, and to what a high degree the mind's power have increased, and what stupendous inventions have appeared. This age is indeed as 100 other ages. Should ye gather to yield of 100 ages, and set that against the accumulated product of our times, the yield of this one era will prove greater than that of 100 gone before. Take ye, for an example, the sum total of all the books that were ever written in the ages past, and compare that with the books and treaties that our era hath produced. These books, 112 written in a day alone, far and away exceed the total number of volumes that have been written down in the ages. See how powerful its influence exerted by the day star of the world upon the inner essence of all created things. Baha'u'llah.
Arise and proclaim unto the entire creation the tidings that he who is the all-merciful hath directed his steps towards the Rizvan and entered it. Guide then the people unto the garden of the light, which God hath made the throne of his paradise. We have chosen thee to be our most mighty trumpet, whose blast is to signalize the resurrection of all mankind. Say, this is the paradise on whose foliage the wine of utterance hath imprinted the testimony, he that was hidden from the eyes of men is revealed, girded with sovereignty and power. This is the paradise, the rustling of whose leaves proclaim, O ye that inhabit the heavens and the earth, there hath appeared what hath never previously appeared. He who from everlasting had concealed his face from the sight of creation is now come. From the whispering breeze that wafteth amidst its branches, there cometh the cry, he who is the sovereign Lord of all is made manifest. The kingdom is God. While from its streaming waters can be heard the murmur, all eyes are gladdened, for he whom none hath beheld whose secret no one hath discovered, hath lifted the veil of glory and uncovered the countenance of beauty. Within this paradise, and from the heights of its loftiest chambers, the maids of heaven have cried out and shouted, "Rejoice, ye dwellers of the realms above, for the fingers of him who is the Ancient of Days are ringing in the name of the All-Glorious, the Most Great Bell, in the midmost heart of the heaven." Gleanings from the Writings of Baha'u'llah.
The divine springtime is come, O most exalted pen, for the festival of the All-Merciful is fast approaching. Bestir thyself and magnify before the entire creation the name of God, and celebrate his praise in such wise that all created things may be regenerated and made new. Speak and hold not thy peace. The day star of blissfulness shineth above the horizon of our name, the blissful, inasmuch as the kingdom of the name of God hath been adorned with the ornament of the name of thy Lord, the creator of the heavens. Arise not before the nations of the earth, and arm thyself with the power of this most great name, and be not of those who tarry. Methinks that thou hast halted and movest not upon my tablet. Could the brightest of the divine countenance have bewildered thee, or idle talk of the froward fill thee with grief and paralyze thy movement? Take heed lest anything deter thee from extolling the greatness of this day, the day whereon the finger of majesty and power hath opened the seal of the wine of reunion and called all who are in the heavens and all who are on earth. Preferest thou to tarry when the breeze announcing the day of God hath already breathed over thee, or art thou of them that are shut out as a veil from him? Baha'u'llah, from Gleanings from the Writings of Baha'u'llah.
Thou art the all-knowing, the all-informed, by thy name that excelleth all other names. If thy overruling and all-compelling behest should ever reach me, it would empower me to revive the souls of all men. Through thy most exalted word, which I have uttered by the tongue of the power in thy kingdom of glory, it would enable me to announce the revelation of thy effulgent countenance, where through that which lay hidden from the eyes of men hath been manifested in thy name, the perspicuous, the sovereign protector, the self-subsisting. Canst thou discover anyone but me, O pen, in this day? What hath become of the creation and the manifestations thereof? What of the names and their kingdom? Whither are gone all created things, whether seen or unseen? What hidden secrets of the universe and its revelations? Lo, the entire creation hath passed away. Nothing remaineth except my face, the ever-abiding, the resplendent, the all-glorious. This is the day whereon naught can be seen except the splendors of the light that shineth from the face of the Lord, the gracious, the most bountiful. Verily, we have caused every soul to expire by the virtue of our irresistible and all-subduing sovereignty. We have then called into being a new creation as a token of our grace unto men. I am verily the all-bountiful, the Ancient of Days, Baha'u'llah.
This is the day whereon the unseen world crieth out, "Great is thy blessedness, O earth, for thou hast been made the footstool of thy God, and been chosen as the seat of his mighty throne. The realm of glory exclaimeth, 'Would that my life could be sacrificed for thee.' For he who is the beloved of the All-Merciful hath established his sovereignty upon thee through the power of his name that hath been promised unto all things, whether of the past or of the future. This is the day whereon every sweet-smelling thing hath derived its fragrance from the smell of my garment, a garment that hath shed its perfume upon the whole of creation. This is the day whereon the rushing waters of everlasting life have gushed out of the will of the All-Merciful. Haste ye with your hearts and souls, and quaff your fill, O concourse of the realms above. Say, he it is who is the manifestation of him who is the unknowable, the invisible of the invisibles, could ye but perceive it. He it is who hath laid bare before you the hidden and treasured gem, were ye to seek it. He it is who is the one beloved of all things, whether of the past or of the future. Would that ye might set your hearts and hopes upon him. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings from the Writings of Baha'u'llah.
Arise and proclaim unto the entire creation the tidings that he who is the All-Merciful hath directed his steps towards the Rizwan and entered it. Guide then the people unto the Garden of Delight, which God hath made the throne of his paradise. We have chosen thee to be our most mighty trumpet, whose blast is to signalize the resurrection of all mankind. Say, this is the paradise on whose foliage of wine the utterance hath imprinted the testimony. He that was hidden from the eyes of men is revealed, girded with sovereignty and power. This is the paradise, the rustling of whose leaves proclaim, O ye that inhabit the heavens and the earth, there hath appeared what hath never previously appeared. He whom from everlasting hath concealed his face from the sight of the creation is now come. From the whispering breeze that waft amidst its branches, there cometh a cry. He who is the sovereign Lord of all is made manifest. The kingdom is God's, while from its streaming waters can be heard the murmur, all eyes are gladdened, for he whom none hath beheld, whose secret no one hath discovered, hath lifted the veil of glory and uncovered the countenance of beauty. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings from the Writings of Baha'u'llah.
Within this paradise, and from the heights of its loftiest chambers, the maids of heaven have cried out and shouted, rejoice, ye dwellers of the realms above, for the fingers of him who is the Ancient of Days are ringing. In the name of the All-Glorious, the Most Great Bell. In the midmost heart of the heavens, the hands of bounty have borne round the cup of everlasting life. Approach and quaff your fill. Drink with a healthy relish, O ye that are the very incarnations of longing, ye who are the embodiments of vehement desire. Attract the hearts of men through the call of him, the one alone beloved. Say, this is the voice of God if ye do but hearken. This is the day spring of the revelation of God, did ye but know it. This is the dawning place of the cause of God, were ye to recognize it. This is the source of the commandment of God, did ye but judge it fairly. This is the manifest and hidden secret. Would that ye might perceive it, O peoples of the world. Cast away in my name that transcendeth all other names, the things ye possess, and immerse yourselves in this ocean in whose depths lay hidden the pearls of wisdom and of utterance, an ocean that surgeth in my name, the All-Merciful. Thus instructeth you he with whom is the Mother Book. Baha'u'llah,